The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, June 11, 2017, is from the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah, that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." And the Lord said, "I will wait until you return." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. New International Version, June 11, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Judges 6:11. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress to keep it from the Midianites. The Lord is the personal name of God, which God gave to Moses. See Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. The angel of the Lord is most often interpreted as being the Lord Jesus Christ, prior to his conception by the Holy Spirit and being born. The angel of the Lord accepted Gideon's offering, instead of refusing the offering as a typical angel would refuse worship. See Judges chapter 6, verses 21 through 24. The oak of Ophrah was a place of worship, but Joash, Gideon's father, had also erected an altar to Baal and a pole to Asherah that the Lord commanded Gideon to destroy. See Judges chapter 6, verses 25 through 32. Gideon probably came from a wealthy and influential family. The family had wheat, goats, cattle, and could afford to erect altars for the townspeople, who also obeyed Joash when he saved Gideon's life, after Gideon did as the Lord commanded. The Midianites were relatives of the Hebrews, who lived to the east of the 12 tribes of Israel. Midian was the son of Abraham and his wife after Sarah died. His wife was named Keturah. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 6. Ophrah means a fawn. Joash means fire of Yahweh, or Yahweh has given. Abizrite means father of help. Gideon means hewer. See Judges chapter 6, verse 25. And his new name became Jerubbaal, which means Baal will contend. See Judges chapter 6, verses 30-31. Gideon had a threshing floor, but was in the winepress to hide from the Midianites. See Judges chapter 6, verse 37. Judges 6, 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." The story of Gideon reveals Gideon's fear of the Midianites, his fear of his father and the townspeople, and most importantly and appropriately, his fear of the Lord. Gideon also wanted to be certain that he was following the Lord and asked for signs he was talking to the Lord and doing God's will. When the angel of the Lord appeared, he reassured Gideon and called him by what he was not yet, but would be, mighty warrior. Judges 6:13. "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." Literally, "my Lord," Adonai, was a polite form of addressing someone. Therefore, it can be translated, "Pardon me, my Lord," or "Please, sir." Though he did not immediately know he was speaking to a divine messenger, Gideon showed deep respect for others when he addressed him. He boldly, but respectfully, disagreed with the messenger, referring him to Israel's history of the Exodus. Earlier, God had prepared Israel and Gideon for his actions by sending a prophet to proclaim what Gideon told the angel about their history and why they were suffering. See Judges chapter 6, verses 7 through 10. Gideon did not mention that they had been suffering from 7 years of oppression by the Midianites. Judges 6:14. The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?" The Lord in this verse strongly indicates that the person talking to Gideon is the Lord Jesus prior to his birth. Because the inspired writer changes from "the angel of the Lord" to "the Lord" in the middle of the conversation. "The Lord commanded, 'Go in the strength you have,'" which indicates that he could go as he was because the Lord was sending him. He did not need to wait for some special experience to fill him with power and embolden him. He could go in his own strength because the Lord would be with him in everything he was sending him to do. With God's encouragement and guidance, Gideon did everything he did with the strength he had. Therefore, God was right to call him mighty warrior. God would give Gideon all the instructions he needed to save Israel from the Midianites. He should not have any worries about success, because the Lord himself was sending him to do what the Lord wanted done to save his children, who finally, in desperation, had called out to him. See Judges chapter 1, verse 6. Judges 6:15. "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." Gideon knew his own abilities in and of himself. He said his family was the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and he was the least in the family. Moses, Jeremiah, and Isaiah also expressed their humility, unworthiness, and personal inabilities to serve the Lord. but the Lord used all of them in mighty ways. But God declared that Gideon would be a successful leader because he would be with him, as the scriptures teach, quote, "But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. Judges 6:16. The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive." In Judges chapter 6, verse 12, Gideon is told, "The Lord, Yahweh, is with you." In this verse, the Lord speaks to him again and says, "I will be with you." God was with Gideon then, and God would be with Gideon in the future. God told Gideon what he would do, because God would be with him and make certain he accomplished everything exactly as the Lord planned. The Lord did not doubt what Gideon would do, because he would be with him, and everything Gideon did, he did in the strength he had. Judges chapter 6, verse 14. Of course, all the existence and strength Gideon had was from God. But God did not want Gideon to delay his obedience while waiting for some special strength, as Samson would have later. What Gideon needed was assurance, courage, and obedience. The Lord did not want Gideon to doubt what he would do either, because he assured him twice that he was with him. Through Gideon, God would accomplish his will. Judges 6:17. Gideon replied, "If now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me." Gideon wanted to make absolutely certain that it was the Lord's messenger who was speaking to him, because God had appeared to him as an ordinary man. Quote, "Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. The Lord did not immediately appear to Gideon in a dazzling divine display that would make Gideon think he was about to die for having seen God. See Judges chapter 6, verses 22 through 24. Gideon asked for a sign, but did not specify the sign as he would later do with the fleece. In Gideon's circumstances, God did not reprimand him for asking for a sign of certainty for doing a dangerous but needed task. In a similar way, God gave Moses signs when he called him. God gave the Hebrews and the Egyptians many signs that he was God over all. Today, we have the Bible to teach us how to behave morally and spiritually. See John chapter 20, verse 30. Judges 6:18. "Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you." The Lord said, "I will wait until you return." The Lord agreed to accept an offering from Gideon, and the Lord agreed to wait until Gideon returned with the offering. Then the Lord gave him a sign when he touched the offering with his staff, and fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the offering. Immediately thereafter, God disappeared. Gideon then knew he had seen the Lord, and though unseen, the Lord spoke to Gideon again and said, "Peace be to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." See Judges chapter 6, verses 19 through 24. In a similar way, the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and the bush was not consumed. Also, see Elijah's offering to the Lord in 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 30 through 40, where the fire of the Lord consumed the offering. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. from your reading and study of Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 18, who appeared to Gideon at the oak? From reading Judges chapter 6, verses 1 through 18, how did God prepare the people and Gideon for their salvation through Gideon? 3. Do you think Gideon and his family were rich or poor? Give a reason for your answer. 4. How did God encourage Gideon? 5. When would it be wrong to ask God for a sign? International Bible Lesson. Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Doing What We Never Thought Possible. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." God sees us as we are and what we will become. God sees us in ways we do not see ourselves and enables us to do things we never thought possible. When the angel of the Lord, who scholars believe was Jesus Christ before he was born, met Gideon, he called him by what he would become, mighty warrior. Gideon truly saw the historical situation clearly. The Israelites had been oppressed by the Midianites for 7 years. Their enemies stole their wheat, sheep, and cattle, and forced them to hide in caves and starve whenever they invaded the Promised Land. Gideon saw himself as the least in his family, in the smallest clan in his tribe. He was filled with fears and uncertainties. Though his family had a threshing floor, Gideon used their wine press to hide whenever he threshed their wheat. To him, the future looked hopeless. When God first spoke to Gideon, he addressed him according to what Gideon would become, not as Gideon saw himself. God encouraged Gideon by saying he was with him and would stay with him. God gave Gideon a series of specific commands that Gideon obeyed. God helped Gideon overcome all his insecurities by helping him tear down the idols in his hometown. And together, they changed history. Together, Gideon recruited an army. Together, they reduced the number of Israelite soldiers from thousands to 300. Together, they defeated thousands of Midianite soldiers, and the Midianites never threatened Israel again. So, Gideon became a mighty warrior. Gideon was not mighty overnight, but Gideon's valor illustrates what God can do through those who trust and obey him. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.